Mouth-watering fixtures, guys, to look forward to the upcoming edition. And I mean that the Orlando Pirates versus SuperSport United game, they know it all too well how important that is. They're going to be telling us exactly what to expect as these two old foes are going to be locking horns. Morgan Gould joins me in studio, I think, for his first time here. Morgan, good to see you.
Yeah, good evening, and thank you for having me at this phenomenal. I'm still in awe. How many lights? I don't have these many lights in my house, so I can see my hand. At least I can see my hand at this point.
Why? What's wrong with your lights at home?
Half of the time, there's no lights. It's load reduction, and you know, but yeah, okay.
No, but that's disappeared pre-elections. Now there's no such problems.
Yeah, well, for now.
For now.
Yeah.
Well, good to see you. We needed all the lights to see you, sir, so we can see that you haven't been beaten and battered, that you are away from, you know, the crimes of this world.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, it's always a good thing to see a fellow colleague or a friend. Like, look, Majora, he lives around the corner from my house, but I don't get to see the man. So I'm happy to see he's also still in good shape.
Yes.
No scratches, no bruises. Yeah, but I think after the match we're going to organize, I think he's going to be bruised.
Are you guys doing a Legends format of the game?
Yeah, we'll put in rolling subs, you know. It's a 1v1. He can bring his friends, I'll bring my friends. So, yeah.
Okay. Do you consider each other as legends?
Yeah, I definitely consider him as a legend, you know. It's not really how many trophies you've won,
yeah,
but it's what you've gone through. It's what you lived for. A lot of people, when you say, do you know Majora? A lot of people will say, yes, they do. Oh. And I think if people recognize you, whether you've won trophies or not, whether you've won individual accolades or not, you are regarded as a legend in people's eyes, and that's what counts.
Mr. Majora, good to see you. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me, Rob. It's a pleasure to be here.
Also, your first time in these parts?
Yeah, it is. I know I've been meaning to come here.
You mean you've been promising, yes.
Yeah, I've promised you to come, and I still owe you that visit. But at this point in time, I'm here with MTN.
No, 100%. And I'm glad you're here with MTN, because the one-on-one I'm going to have with you, mm-hmm, is going to be of a different nature. No, it's going to be of a different nature.
I'd love
nature.
To be a fly on the wall. But anyway, we've got these cams, so it's fine.
Thanks for reminding everybody. They are live on the YouTube channel as we speak. So if you're wondering what Majora looks like in 2024, please switch on to the YouTube channel. Post your comments. Everything will work out there. Where have you been hiding? Because that's the key word that I need to use. If you're hiding away from somebody that lives down the road, where are you? Where do you hide?
Obviously, Rob, I've been in Joburg for a year now, ever since my contract finished with AmaZulu last year in May. I'm now with my family. I'm the guy that wakes up in the morning, drop the kids at school, and as they always say, you go and hustle.
Yes.
And then when it's time to go fetch the kids, you go and fetch them. So that's more or less my life. And since, well, it's winter, it's people, they
hibernate.
They hibernate, eh? They keep indoors.
No, but you talk about your contract coming to an end at AmaZulu. Uh-huh. Was that by mutual consent? How did that come to an end?
Obviously, Rob, like I had two seasons with AmaZulu.
Yeah.
So towards the end of my contract, it was never renewed. But I did have a word with the president, of which there's still some stuff that will come, because he indicated that he still wanted me to be part and parcel of the technical team. So that is something that will come when the chairman is ready.
But do you believe that? You know, hey, guys, let's not lie to ourselves. You know, people make promises, eh? People make promises to be nice.
Yes.
Like we were saying the other day, I'm trying to think who I was talking to on the show, and we were talking people like the late Skrima Shabalala,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and how promises are made about remembering people's legacies. And then the one minister will promise that they're going to build a statue for baby Jake Matlala. Then yes. You'll have an MEC who will promise to rename a street after so-and-so and somebody. People make promises. We're still waiting for statues at Safa House of certain of the players that have passed away. Nothing like that has happened. Nothing like that will ever happen. So I'm saying that, do you believe in the situation?
No, Rob, here's the thing. Like, in life, everything comes to an end.
Yeah.
So my journey with AmaZulu as a player came to an end. And with that being said, it doesn't mean like I have to now be sitting, not doing anything, waiting for that call. So life goes on each and every day. When you wake up in the morning, it's a blessing. It's an opportunity for you to become better than you were yesterday and see what the future holds for you. So,
because you never officially retired, as far as I remember.
Yeah, no, I haven't. Maybe I must come to Marawa.
You to come and retire on the show. You to make that announcement on the show when I have the one-on-one with you. It's not a bad place to retire.
Yeah,
we had a coach resign from coaching an under 23 team on the show. So,
no, I know this is I know, Rob. You're one of the dominant people in
the advocates for footballers, sports like, people.
Exactly.
You know,
so retiring in front of you with you, the listeners,
yeah,
would be something, eh? But when that day comes, you will see me here again, one-on-one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that. And we've got witnesses here. We've got people with bald heads.
Yeah.
Two of them that are here who are witnessing, you know, this mini statement that has been made, guys. It's a mini statement. It's a teaser. And without saying to you there, hey, let me not mention names. Now you must go run with the story. No, he's still going to come back. To officially retire.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW. Previously on Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Peter Kutrol is right here to Marawa Sports Worldwide. You've been in football for something like 42 years now, but really stay in one club for too long. Why is that, Peter?
Because, Robert, you know, name Robert, Lakshe Kukune. I go there for 3 months. I'm not hungry to stay in the PSL. I know PSL, Robert, and for me, it was very easy. But I need to also a little bit challenge. I must worry for something. I must have a little bit more stress. And the celebration is something else, you know. NFD to promote and pick up. You change the life for the players. This is a good feeling for me. I done something.
Hashtag MSW.
Hashtag MSW.
Wednesday nights. Soccer nights. Your nights.
Good evening, Rob, and good evening to the listeners of MSW. Rob, UMTN, the PSL, Mabangas Ropi, Rob, Mabangas Ropi, Mabangas Ropi, Ababant. 8 million is equal to MTN 8, including 800,000. And we understood, we were fine. Now, Kalogimali, a new gill, Rob, it's 10 million. And a team, Ganye, that is participating, Ifumana, 1 million. Primarily, you killing a 2 million. Next club that are participating, Mazonu Gagalongo, 2 Rob. Who 10 million should be equal to who MTN 10 or the top 10. Same as who 8 million was equal to MTN 8 or the top 8. MTN Magabe Fe, Nati Rob, Zufunungena, and Livulunga Abi Hob, and goes to Rob Musea PE.
Oh, CM. CM's been coming innovative. He's a Chiefs supporter.
Yeah.
Chiefs are in the top 10.
Yeah.
So he wants it to be expanded and say increase the prize money to 10 million so that it accommodates Kaizer Chiefs in a MTN 10. Do you buy that story, please?
Hashtag 10.
It doesn't work.
But I think the prize money went up. It's 10 million.
So it's not bad.
No,
it's a big jump.
Yeah, it is lucrative, eh? For the first trophy of the season, getting 10 million just to kickstart your season.
Yeah.
Hey, what an opportunity, eh?
You never got that, did you? That opportunity to kickstart it like that.
Robert, I think I've lost 4 finals.
Yo.
MTN, and then 3 semifinals. This is one trophy that I've never lifted. But like now that I'm a MTN legend, it's kind of like that relationship that starts on a bumpy road. Yeah. Now we finally married. I'm a legend, so I go all over with this trophy.
Also, no, you go with the trophy that you never won. But what made it so difficult? I mean, 4 finals and you don't win any of them.
Yo. You know, the closest one was with AmaZulu. Yeah. Everything was put on a silver platter for us. We were playing in Durban against Pirates. We from Durban. Moses Mabhida. It was like, yeah, we lost 1-0. And it was so painful knowing that, like, you'll have to wait for another season to get an opportunity to win this. So for me, yeah, it's the only trophy.
At AmaZulu, though, because you were there in the height of the great Benny McCarthy, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You were there when they finished second on the table.
Correct.
You were there when they went to Champions League.
Correct.
You were there when they beat DP Mazembe home and away.
Correct.
And you were there when they fired Benny.
I like the incredible.
I don't know if Coach Benny was fired or Coach Benny resigned, because I'm just a player.
He was gone.
When he decided to, you mean when Coach Benny decided to leave?
He was gone. Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I'm just a player.
Now that you're no longer at AmaZulu, uh-huh. Whisper to me. How was life after he left? How was life after that success that he brought? That gap that he closed with Mamelodi Sundowns, him getting coach of the season, everything was around AmaZulu. AmaZulu was packing stadium, whoever they played, you felt it. There was a different air.
Yeah, I must say, like, during Coach Benny's time there at AmaZulu, we believed, and then we felt as if he has built something amongst us. The confidence was high. Everything that we did was, just fell into place. So I think even that season, we're the only team that beat Sundowns, I think, after a long period of time. And yeah, he is a good manager, and his team also helped.
Yeah. Morgan, I think the last time we spoke, you had started coaching in Sekhukhune.
Yes, sir.
And like a lot of things that happened in Sekhukhune, it was very quick and you were gone. What happened?
It's a very long story, and I think to cut it short, I think the relationship was starting to go south. And unfortunately, it happened that I was part of the technical staff. And yeah, that's that. That's how the cookie crumbled.
Starting to go south. Caused by what? That's the wrong direction to go in football.
Yeah, definitely. I think all the time when you apply your mind to something, you always want to go up and upwards and onwards, you know? So
sure.
I think it was just nitty-gritty things that could have been resolved. However, me just being the second assistant, I think I don't even know the real reason, but it just went south.
They compensated you and you left?
Yeah, we shook hands mutually, and yeah.
Shook hands is not a bank transaction.
No, there was a bank transaction.
Okay.
They, like, to be honest with you, I think till today, I've got so much respect for the chairman and his CEO. They stuck to their word. Very humble and honest human being. And I appreciate the opportunity that I was afforded. You know, football. Football is not played on the field sometimes. So, yeah, I'm just... It was just a dumbstruck moment where you're like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
when you get the information or when you get the, should I say, the message, you just become numb. And
but what does the message say?
Bye. In a short way.
Bye. Look, everyone's fainting here in the control room.
Nah, look, it was
it's
long...
soundproof, but you could hear everyone. That's
like... Yeah, it's a long, you know, thank you, this, you know, like the whole, you know how the letters are, man, they say all their thank yous, how they appreciate you for your services, and yeah.
But why letting me go is the question.
I was part of the stuff that... Obviously, when it was going south, because look, Rob, it was, I came in, I was promoted to assist Brandon Truter and his technical team, which I don't think I was ready. However, I took it on, and I expressed it, I'm not ready, but I took it on. I grew a lot, I learned a lot. And the rest is history, man. I think I'm in a place where I'm happy. I'm happy.
Before I get to where you are and where you're happy, where does this leave now your coaching career?
It doesn't stop it, because I don't think if they gave me the opportunity, they can stop the opportunity. I still continued. You know, I still did coaching in and around where I was at the time, like helping kids. A couple of times I'd go to Pimville Youngsters, the AAS team.
Yeah.
I'd help their sister. And also the love to work one-on-one with defenders, elite defenders, I should say, and kids that are aspiring to be players and good human beings. That's what I dove into.
I think in a certain way, you were part of the last group of players to win something at Kaizer Chiefs.
Yep.
So I think if somebody's got a kid, and that kid this year is going to be turning 10 years old, that 10-year-old has never seen Kaizer Chiefs lifting a trophy.
Yeah. Honest, yeah.
That's the honest truth.
Yeah.
And at 10, you are very aware, because football kids become aware very early. You know, excuse me, like what we would see on a regular basis with Thabo Nengomasha, Cyril Nzama, even days gone by, Raidam Fokeng, you know, we used to see. We were used to their armpits because they kept lifting these trophies so often. 10 years, this kid has no clue what that visual looks like. It does, I don't know, preseason is preseason, but does what we saw in Bloemfontein, does what we saw with the shakeup of this technical team within Kaizer Chiefs bring any hope?
Look, Rob, firstly, I think the opportunity is definitely there, because the team's back is against the wall. And just to take you back, when we moved to Kaizer Chiefs, and I think Majoro, you came a year later, we got smashed by Sundowns. We got smashed 4-1 in the very same MTN 8. That was our first game. But the comeback was phenomenal, because we won, I think we won the league that season. The next game we played AmaZulu, funny enough, and they got 6. So this is it's a bit tricky. I'd love for it to happen that way, but it's going to take a lot of work, a lot of dedication, and they need to rally together. That's it. Rally together, good, bad or ugly. If it's written, if it's cast in stone, it's going to happen. If it's not, just give your best.
Because people always say, and both of you have got, you know, the important conversation, guys. This is about everyone. I'm going to come to you one, just have a chat. Everyone has got their own opinion about what has gone wrong with, you know, the Kaizer Chiefs that we've seen in the past versus the Kaizer Chiefs that is unable to win. You know, so people will attribute it to it being this family business, there being a lack of quality players, and when they do go and buy players, those players are not of the quality that you would normally have at Kaizer Chiefs. And when you go buy what you call your foreign-based players, they are nowhere near, you know, your Mbesumas, Nengomashas of this world that I've spoken about, even the William Shongwes of days gone by, who would have adorned the colors of Kaizer Chiefs? Maybe, Joro, let me start with you. From what you observe, if this turnaround is to happen this season, what would need to happen?
Rob, you mentioned something about the generation that I, as a youngster back then, found at Chiefs.
Yeah.
I mean, I got the Chiefs when there was your Shaba, Kune, Jimmy Tau, Morgan Gold, Tawa, Josta Lala, I'm talking about the Bafana Bafana players.
Yes.
The ones that I watched play World Cup before I could even turn pro. And I got to learn from them how things have been done. And I learned a lot from them. From training, I think me and Morgan, we used to bet, and he's the one that came with it. When we play small-sided games, he'll say, Major, if you score 3 goals, I'm going to give you 100 rand.
Yeah, man.
End of the session. But if you don't score 3 goals, you owe me 100 rand. I think those little things are the ones that made our game to go a bit higher.
Pushed you.
Pushed me, because I wanted to score against him.
And get the rewards.
And knowing that there's Kune at the post, the one that will tell you, like, if you take a shot, I will chest strap it. Like,
yes.
You know, so the game, the competition starts from training.
Mm.
That's where, by the time you go to the match, we've already won the match because we play the way we train. We are competitive at training. We get to the game. If you're not on my teammates' level, then I'm going to pass through you easily. It's just helped me as a youngster to grow and to mature. And if I make a mistake, a voice will come from the back and say, hey, if I miss a chance. So that in me helped me as a youngster that I was back then to quickly get to winning habits. So I think at Chiefs, it's something like that that is needed. Someone who's going to, they must hold hands and say, like, okay.
Challenge each other. I think what you guys were doing was challenging each other. And little did you know that in 2024, your guys were taking small bets. But little did you know that betting would become a sponsor.
Good evening, Rob, and good evening to your guest. Rob, I just want to welcome the return of football. Looking forward to an MTN 8 fixture between TS Galaxy and Stalys. Also want to welcome the financial injection, because that is going to help clubs financially in the tough economic conditions. But my question to Morgan Gold, having seen you play and also seeing the exciting Tando Gold playing recently, do you think the young man, your son, has got potential to be a great center back? Because for me, I've seen he's got some of the great qualities, and he's got a powerful aerial presence, and very excited to have seen that impressive goal that he scored against Kaizer Chiefs from a corner kick that was taken by Uroko. What are your views about the young man? Because for me, he's one for the future who I believe he's going to be much greater than you. I don't know, what are your views around that? Teboho, yeah, thank you so much.
Teboho, thank you so much indeed. You look shocked that people have picked up on Tando.
Look, I'm not shocked. I just... there's so much that I still need to do, you know, and I need to groom him. I need to make sure. And it's also very difficult because I'm his dad.
Yeah.
And obviously he's going to surpass me, because already he's something else. Whether he makes it to professional.
Different story.
That's a different story. However, he's got... I don't want to lie to you, but he's got something very, very, very special. And how I want it to pan out and how it's going to be, that's entirely up to him. And I tell him every day. And not only do I have him playing, I've got his older brother playing, Oluetu.
Yeah.
He speeds of note, very nippy, very... But he's at the age where he's 16, is it's got a girlfriend, you know, like those type of things where you try and tell them, hey guys, wait for this, it's gonna come, everything has time and place.
Yeah, but he's 16, boss.
Yeah, but that,
I mean, you started way younger. He's 16.
No, but I didn't start younger. I was at Cosmos. I mean, I was chasing balls there at the field, playing with Tiko Bukwanes. But yeah.
No, but congrats, man. I think you've started and you're building a legacy. You fall into the same footsteps as Akeza with Akeza Jr., Jomo with the legacy of Bamuza.
But you see, Rob, so I can't compare myself with those. Those are great, great people and great names. They legends of the game. And I don't want him to fall into the trap. And funny enough, someone came to me, is like, do you read the comments? I'm like, I don't read the comments because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, he needs to do what he needs to do. And I also told him he must go off social media, and he's listened to me. As a kid, he's obviously going to sneak in here or there because, and one thing about him, I can tell you now, Rob, I spoke to him just before I got here.
Yeah.
The kid is training. This morning, he woke up at 5:30. The kid was training.
In winter.
That one. Listen, I've built a beast, but I'm not saying a football beast. I've built a beast.
Of whatever type.
Whatever type.
Okay, whether but you, a you doctor, as the big beast has got to go to, you know, and do national duty. I've got to let you go. The final two teams are going to be in the final of the MTN AIDS. Just remind me quickly who they are.
Oh, you already know them.
Please tell me.
Looking at form, definitely Pirates. And?
So Pirates end? I've got to go.
Oh, I've got to go moment.
Yeah. You've got to go.
Arriba Sabi. Ha.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW. Previously on Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Hey, Baba. Hey, the referee tells you straight.
Peter Kotrolis there, football manager, also former Makesi technical team advisor, joining us right here. Other people have complained about it in the past, buying a referee. Yes. Have you encountered that?
Robert, not in my life, and I can tell you something, Robert. Makesi never have no one issue about the referees. No one. I hear stories, what you say, about cheating, about these things, but Peter Kotrolis never done these things. And me, if I see something and I'm Robert, I will react straight away. I'm the one with a Chipa United. We play against NM Jomo. I send the referee home for 3 months. This is Peter Kotrolis, NM Robert.
Hashtag MSW. Hashtag MSW.
Right, it's got 12 minutes to the hour. It is hashtag MSW, the build-up to the weekend. The weekend sees local football coming back to action again. So many people excited. The MTN fixtures providing some great excitement, entertainment, and clashes for all of us to look forward to. Which one are you looking forward to the most? Got a couple of WhatsApp voice notes that are coming through. Bishanala Majoro. The major stays behind. We've released Morgan Gould for national duty.
Good evening, Tarop, and good evening to these two legends of the game, Morgan Gould and Majoro. So great to see these two legends, Tarop, a legend that represented the gold and black team, Pethany Glamour Boys, Tarop, that were dominant, that won trophies, Tarop. So great to see them. Quick question for these two gentlemen, Tarop. I'll start with Morgan Gould. Is he still with Sekukune United DDC team as a coach? And also, what are his aspirations as a coach going forward? Because surely he can't be settled or content with being a coach of DDC team. For Major Majoro, Tarop, I'd like to ask him, does he still believe he has some gold on his boot that are hiding, that he can unleash within the PSL and rattle the net as he used to do before? Thanks, Tarop. Bonganya.
Yeah, that's if he hasn't retired. Will he ever consider getting back and scoring the kind of goals that he scored before? Does that memory still come through? One more year, one more season.
Yeah, Rob, obviously, from a very young age, scoring has always made me happy.
Yeah.
So I even had this look in it while I was still playing varsity football. I said, like, football, not only that football makes me happy, but scoring makes me happy. So scoring goals, being in the top 10 all-time goal scorers of our South African league, it's an achievement, but I'm still left with 9 goals to get to 100. When I get there, I'll be happy. If I don't get there, I've done my part.
It's close. I mean, it's not even double figures. It's a 9. Yes. 9 you can achieve.
Yes, Mr. Rob, like you, we all know, like everything happens for a reason. God-given talent.
Yeah.
God carried me until where I am now. Will I be able to play ever again as a pro? I don't know. Will I be angry if I don't? Life happens. At the end of the day, there comes a time where a person has to close that door and open another one so that God can open other doors.
But how far are you with your coaching badges now?
Rob, I've done my C license now.
You're right.
I'm looking forward to doing my B license. Hopefully, I'll be doing it in November if everything goes my way. So I've been studying in the background. If I acquired my D and C, so I'm left with B and A, then, yeah.
Okay, all right. So I can see the direction. I can see where this is going, because I'm told you're also pretty close with Romain Faltz, that he's somebody that you consider an ally to you. And he's also helping you, you know, to get ahead with your coaching, to get ahead with your badges and so on. What do you make of his latest move? He's at Mamelodi Sundowns. That caught a lot of people by shock and by surprise, I guess. But what does he say to you? Is it this something that he's looking forward to, adding to the success of Mamelodi Sundowns?
Yeah, funny enough, he's one of the people that encouraged me while I was still playing. He said, Major, I would like you to go to your coaching badges. And I was like, yeah, I will. And then after he has left, maybe 4 months down the line, he called me again and said, Major, how far are you with your coaching badges? At that time, I didn't even start with them. So I asked myself, like, okay, maybe he has seen something in me. And then I went and did my D license and then told him. So whenever I had challenges, I would chat with him via WhatsApp. And ever since I've been doing my coaching badges, like I've enjoyed. I've learned more than I have in the past as a player. Yeah.
All right. So you see your coaching career taking shape. In other words, you see yourself as a coach now.
Yeah, Rob. At this point in time, I'm currently with the University of Johannesburg, volunteering as a strikers coach. So I've been trying to instill this habit of scoring with the youngsters, because I believe it's one thing that is lacking in our youngsters. Like they're never given an opportunity to have at least 20 shots at a goal each and every day. And repetition is the remedy for scoring goals.
Yeah.
It's not about inventing new exercises, but it's all about repetition. So the more you take a shot, the more you familiarize yourself with how you should kick the ball, and when you are at this angle, how do you go about doing that? And there's something that I'm also cooking for strikers.
I love that cooking, boss. I love that cooking. Here's a popular question. I'm picking it up now from the YouTube channel. Lumbuso Godfrey says, growing up, I had a rumor that Majoro has an MBC HB degree, or that he qualifies as a doctor. Is this true? And if it is he hustling in that manner since he is not playing football currently?
Rob, everywhere where I go, people say Dr. Majoro, and that's a heavy title for me. I'm not a doctor. I'm a qualified radiographer, diagnostic radiographer. For those who don't know, diagnostic radiography, it's like taking pictures of a human being, but taking the x-rays, the bones, yeah. So I qualified, fortunately, and there's something that we'll talk about when I come on my one-on-one. There's people that like disappearing with other people's investments, yeah.
Oh. Okay, so it's something that you've picked up, because it all has to do with some of the DNA. It has to do with having to prove even bone density, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, at some point, like at certain tournaments, they use CT scan to check the bone density of a person. Like yeah. What they do is they compare a bone of, let's say, a 15-year-old compared to your person calling yourself as a 15-year-old. Like yeah. your bones should be in a certain way because they don't entirely fuse when you are young. They fuse as time goes by. So, yeah, that's one of the techniques that they use to check age cheating.
Now, we must bring this one-on-one pretty close. I think you're whetting our appetite there, man.
Good evening, Mr. Rob. It's Ulfelang here. And good evening to the Mr. Billy Shoulders. And good evening to Leshohonolo, Major Major, and Morgan Gould. A beast in defense and a beast in offense. Those are the legends that you have. Those are the former players that you have. They all know all too well how to win trophies. And amongst the trophy collections that they both have individually and as a collective, since they both played for Chiefs together, is the MTN 8. They know all too well how to win such trophies. And I just want to ask them, there are 8 teams. Notable figures being your SuperSport United, your Orlando Pirates, your Mamelodi Sundowns. There's no Kaizer Chiefs, unfortunately, and they both played for those teams. Out of all the 8, can they please give us a bold prediction, an honest prediction? Who's going to the MTN 8 final? Some may say it's a no-brainer, but we all know football has no therefore. It can shock you 1 minute. It can surprise you in any stage. And when you least expect it, they are unlikely finalists. Great show as always. Thanks.
Hulafalang, thank you so much indeed. Let's quickly remind people, Joros, about who is in the running for the MTN 8 here. We've got Mamelodi Sundowns, obviously the key team that everybody's going to be vying to beat. They get to play against Bulawayo City. They made it through to the MTN 8. Orlando Pirates play against SuperSport United. Stellenbosch, great season last season. They've been recruiting. They've been losing players as well. Tears Galaxy. They've just come off a formidable preseason with Augsburg in Mpumalanga, a German team, a Bundesliga team, a team with, you know, great football players. So they've done well as far as their preseason is concerned. Sekhukhune United as well as Cape Town City. So City have been quite, yeah, they've been going at this transfer market quite a bit. They might be losing a key player. Hey, my Marhawa Scorpions are telling me they might be losing a key player pretty soon, Cape Town City, a player that might end up in Naturina. So that's where I'm going to leave it. But given those fixtures, who are you seeing? I mean, are you seeing an upset with Bulawayo and beating Mamelodi Sundowns?
Just like the... That the listener has said,
yeah.
Football doesn't have therefore. But I think everyone will agree with the mentality of Sundowns players that they have. They want to win each and every game at all costs. Yes. So I wouldn't expect them to go there with that thing of it's the start of the season, it's the first game, these things do happen. Like they have that... aggression within them. They know how to win games. If it happens, it will be something else. But for me, I believe Sundowns will go through.
You got Orlando Pirates, SuperSport United. Who will emerge?
You see, that's a very tough one.
Yeah.
And I'm saying it's a very tough one in a sense of if there's one person who has tricks under his sleeves is... Coach Gavin Hunt, he knows how to win. And with him recruiting few players, of which some of them come from the team that they were playing, that they are playing against, it would be a very tricky one. I foresee it going all the way to penalties and being decided there.
All right. Because of time, I'm going to fast forward the process here. So Morgan Gould told us it's going to be Orlando Pirates versus Sekhukhune United in the final. Which one do you go for?
Before we get there, like Rob, everyone at MTN, it's a winner. So I just want to remind the fans, now that football is coming back,
yes.
They should enter weekly by styling star by dialing *144*8# to stand an opportunity of being one of the four fans that will be selected weekly. And in a total, there'll be 32 supporters that will stand an opportunity to go witness the final live. And amongst those 32, one will come out with 1 million rand in cash. So starting from this coming weekend, recharge with 10 rand or more and stand a chance to be one of those people come end of the tournament. You are 1 million richer.
This is big money, boss. Hey? And to everybody at MTN, your ambassador here did not have a piece of paper in front of him. He could tell us about *144*8, and you can win. He had no piece of paper. So you guys have done a great job. He is learning this. It's coming through his nostrils, guys. So, Joros, give me the two teams who are going to be in the final.
I will say Orlando Pirates versus maybe Cape Town City. Cape Town City.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.